The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Dan Neverna, the star of our show. He is your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners. Thanks for tuning in today and being with us. We're going to talk about a lot of important things when it comes to your retirement and planning for that, planning to have peace of mind. Dan Neverna is the guy who can help you. And we'll talk about little white lies in just a moment here, but let me give you the phone number to get in touch with Dan's office, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. All you got to do is call that number and leave your contact information. Dan will get back with you, and you can come in and sit down face-to-face and have a talk about specific financial matters. And Dan can give you lots of good advice and lots of good ideas here on the radio, but can't really get specific until you sit down and have that conversation. No obligation, no cost, 800-373-9715. Dan, I hope you've had an outstanding week and ready to go with another good radio show.
Fantastic week.
Awfully good to be with you again. And I mentioned a moment ago, we're going to talk about little white lies. You know, we hear a lot of little white lies in the financial world. Not because somebody is trying to make misleading statements necessarily, but because sometimes a simple statement just doesn't quite tell the whole story. It can be misleading. So I thought maybe we could discuss a few examples here. What about when a financial advisor or a broker, someone in a position like that, says to you, don't worry about those losses because the market always goes up in the long run?
Well, although I do agree with conceptually, the market is always going to come back up after it goes down, because we've seen that happen time and time again. The bigger thing to consider is, where are you taking the money from and what's your timeline? So we have so many people in that retirement red zone. So they're within 5 or 10 years of retirement, or maybe they're 5 years into retirement. And this is a very delicate position. And you think about all the changes when you're in your 20s or 30s and you just feel like you've got forever. And you don't have to worry about those things. The market going up and down, although it affects you a little bit, it more affects your mood, not your lifestyle. But when you get into that situation where you're in a place where you're pulling levers, and that's just a way that I reference, when you pull a lever that says, I'm going to take this pension option, or I'm going to turn on Social Security, I'm going to quit a job that I don't necessarily love and I don't necessarily hate it, but I make a pretty good amount of money doing it. Whenever you're making these big decisions, these are oftentimes very permanent decisions. And we absolutely positively want to make sure that we're making informed decisions all the way through. And the way that this retirement can potentially be impacted by being in things that go up and down and not having buckets of money that are safe. Because if you add insult to injury and you lose X amount, if we go back to 2008 when the stock market was just getting roughed up, and then you're taking distributions out of exactly those same things that have lost money so much, you know, that is a very big impact. And the math doesn't work. It's why so many people have gone back to work, or so many people have had an altered retirement from what their intentions were. And so although I do believe that the stock market's going up and I want you to stay invested in it, that doesn't mean that all your money should be invested in it.
You're listening to all the accumulated experience coming out from Dan Neverna today. Dan Neverna, of course, of Creative Financial Partners. Dan, let's pretend that I'm Joe Blow for a moment out here in the radio audience, and maybe I sit down in front of an advisor, and the advisor tells me the fees in your portfolio are less than 1%. Can that be a little white lie too?
Could be. So there's so many different layers. And I think we're making progress in the transparency of what our business looks like. But I'll tell you, there's so many people that have a 401k where they work, and they tell me, well, why would I change anything with that? That's free. And all of us that are grown-ups now, we all know that nothing is free. But I'll tell you that there's so many situations that I've run into where people think that they're getting a great deal, that their guy or gal that they're working with is totally exposing them to all of the best things, and it's at virtually no cost. And I'll tell you, I don't think that the fees are necessarily bad. Like, I don't hire the cheapest electrician to do the work on my house. I like to have quality people doing these things, but I also want to be informed. I mean, I think most of us, when we're dropping things into our cart at the grocery store, we at least look at the price tag.
Sure.
And so I think it's a very fair thing to say, hey, I just want to know how much this stuff costs that's in my cart. And with many of the people that we are sitting down with, we're giving them some exposure to that. And in some cases, it's a little bit shocking. And it's not uncommon for the fees to be, you know, sometimes even two or three. I've had clients walk in here that really didn't understand that, some of the things that they owned were extremely expensive, more than 3 or 4%. And when you think about how much money that really means, I mean, that means you really have to have those dollars working extremely hard. And so it's all part of the process of understanding what you own and the process of understanding why you own it.
You know, Dan, I don't know about you, but when I go to the grocery store, I don't carry around a calculator with me and figure out exactly how much my bill is going to be. But I do like to have some kind of an idea how much it's going to cost when I get to the cash register. And the sad thing is there's so many people when it comes to financial planning who have absolutely no idea what kind of fees they're paying inside their portfolio. And I know you can help in that regard. You know, with interest rates so low, you're better off to invest that money instead of paying off your house early. If someone says that to you, do you interpret that as a little white lie?
Well, I think all the situations are really, you have to dig into them. And I have so many clients. I have this conversation literally every week. People that are in the home stretch. And maybe they're retired or maybe they're close to retirement and they say, boy, I'm thinking I might pay off my house and I only owe $30,000. And then the next thing inevitably is that's going to come out is, well, so I'm just going to take $30,000 out of my 401k. And where mathematically it's a real struggle for me to think about this because so many people jump to this conclusion that it makes sense to pay off their house. It could be argued either way. In fact, I'm going to do it both ways right now. The idea of not having a house payment certainly feels good. It gives me the warm fuzzy, just the idea. And I'm a long ways. I'm 45 years old and I'm a long ways from having my house paid off, to be honest with you. But it's really cheap money right now and it's deductible. So I love that. On the other hand, I've got folks and I had the conversation earlier this week. And that was, I'm going to pay off my house and I'm going to do it with money from my IRA. So I'm going to need $30,000. I said, you're going to need $30,000 or you're going to take out $30,000. Well, I need $30,000. So I needed to take $30,000 out. All right, Bob, here's the deal. The rest of the story is that Uncle Sugar, which is the IRS, is going to need their cut. And so for you to have a net of $30,000, that means you have to take $40,000 approximately. And oh, by the way, that is going to be counted as income and layered on top of all the other income that you're already making throughout the year. So now that you have an educated decision, is that the right decision? And many, many times it's not. But we like to walk through the process, not of just telling people what to do, but walking along with them and guiding them on an informed decision. Because most of our clients are smart enough when they're given all the facts, they feel pretty comfortable making the decision. The biggest thing is that they don't always have the facts.
Uncle Sugar, the IRS. Love that.
Yeah. That's a new one to me. I'm going to give that, I have to give that some credit to one of my good champions, Jim, who threw that out there and it really stuck with me. I love that nickname.
That's pretty good. Dan DiVerna can be reached at 800-373-9715. That is Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715. You want to find out more about Dan, you can visit his website, dandiverna.com. That is dandiverna.com. Getting back to little white lies in our financial discussion today, if someone says to you, diversification is the key, well, it's a key, but it may not be the key. What do you think of that, Dan?
That's the appropriate start to that sentence. It may be a key. It is a focal point, but it is not the whole story. I mean, I have probably most of our clients, the way they get introduced to us, whether it's calling into the radio show or sending us an email, going to the website, it's a referral from a friend. Most of the people that we meet with and talk to are in that phase where they're shifting gears. So they have a 401k that from where they work. They have some old IRAs. They likely have a stockbroker. In Toledo, Ohio, it's very possible that you're working with somebody from one of the brokerage houses, and they are in the accumulation world. And that's what they do every day. And they call diversification the everything. And diversification gets us so far. But diversification is not a plan. Diversification does not tell you what happens if somebody goes into a nursing home. Diversification does not cover the situation of a spouse dying early. Diversification does not do anything when it comes to which pension option to pick. Like, these are all very important things that we cover. And when we go through that money map process, that process that's very thorough in walking through and covering all the what ifs and making sure that the worst case scenario is something we can live with. And that, to me, those are the keys. Like, it's not just one key. There are many, many different keys to a long, good, solid financial plan.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna. I'm Ron Stutz. And one more question for you here, Dan. We're talking about, in the category of a little white lies, if someone says to you, these bonds significantly reduce the risk in your portfolio, should you take them at their word, or is there more to that?
Well, there's definitely more to it. And in an interest rate environment like we're at right now, which is unique. I mean, we've been watching interest rates go down for the last 30 years. I talk to lots of my clients who've, you know, quite a bit older than me, and I ask them just for giggles more than anything, like, how much did you pay in interest for your first house? And I've heard as high as 17%, 18%, 19%, mm-hmm. which to the young people out there going, whoa, like, why in the world would you ever do that? How could you do it? They were just happy to get the loan.
Yeah.
Like, they were really happy to get the loan. They weren't worried about what exact interest rate they were at. But now we're on the other end of the spectrum. Interest rates have been almost to the floor for a long time, and you need to understand that bonds, typically where you're lending the company money, are a more conservative portfolio move, if you will. But in a rising interest rate environment, it makes the value of your bonds that you bought today have less value in the future if they raise interest rates. And so that can have a very different effect on your portfolio. And sometimes if interest rates are moving up quickly, you can have a stock-like level of volatility in a bond portfolio. So when you're looking at those bonds, you need to make sure you're understanding what you own and why you own it.
I know that there are a lot of people out there listening today, Dan, who are listening to what you say, and they're thinking, I'm going to go ahead and make that phone call and come in and meet with Dan. And what happens when they come in to see you?
Well, it's a very relaxed process, and I would encourage you to look at the website and kind of get to know me a little bit. There's a lot of kind of stories on there that talk about who I am, and you can get that casual introduction that so many people do by the Google universe that now exists out there. But I'll tell you, I'm every bit as relaxed, if not more relaxed, in my appointments with clients. And so the first experience that you're going to get is just us sitting down and starting to see if it feels right. Because the truth is that we're only looking to work with people that take this very serious. And we only have so much time, just like you do. And we're not looking to waste it on people that are just kind of, you know, testing things out. But we're looking for people that are like us, that it feels right, that we know that this is going to work. You know, I grew up in Pemberville, Ohio, so I'm not a fancy guy. I'm not living in the ivory tower here where you don't have marble. This is a very relaxed place in Perrysburg that we built with that client-first philosophy that we would be able to kind of work with people like us. And, you know, and my dad's just retired recently, and he was a welder. My mom worked as a church secretary, and we just didn't come from fancy. And growing up in Pemberville, whether it was a farming thing or picking strawberries or all the things that I was involved with in my youth to now, there's a lot of those things that have stayed the same, and I love that community feel, and it's really a big part of who I am and who I will continue to be really forever. And my job here is to help people get to their goals and have the really those retirement years be the best years of your life. We have so many people that are so happy, and for me to be a piece of that happiness, it's really, really rewarding.
I think what you just heard Dan say is that he's a regular guy, and he would love to meet with you and to get to know you. And the way to make that happen is call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna is your creative financial partner. And again, that number to call to make it happen is 800-373-9715. When you come in, you're not going to be under any obligation at all. It's just kind of a getting to know you session. So go ahead and call that number, 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz with Dan DiVerna, and there's more coming up.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... It won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
Background music is something that is a part of your life, whether you realize it or not. I mean, if you watch a TV show or a movie or... Actually, it's kind of the soundtrack of my life, Mark. How about you?
Exactly. And sometimes we just don't realize it's there, but it makes such a powerful impact, especially when you're talking about movie scores, soundtracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what the music does sets the feeling for what's getting ready to happen on the screen, and it's powerful. So I kind of like when the Oscars are given out for the best music. I like that part of it. You know, some of the stuff like screenplay and effects and that kind of thing, you know, for some people that's their deal.
Yeah.
To me, it's the power of the music, and the music can just stir up emotions.
Well, just think about what would Star Wars and Gone with the Wind and how about Psycho? Remember the
music
in Psycho? And Jaws.
Oh,
Jaws.
You're sitting at the end of your seat, and then the music would stop. You're like, okay. Jaws didn't come. The next thing you know, Jaws got him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And sometimes you hear some background music and you think, oh, something really bad is getting ready to happen. What about when you call somebody and you get put on hold? What about waiting on the phone and you're hearing music usually, but that would be a totally different experience if it was just silence.
Right. It's passed the time away. And a lot of times, because of the wonders of modern technology, it's easy to pipe in music now than ever on your phone systems at your small business or even big businesses.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I had an appointment for the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the dentist office, and I'm sitting there listening to the radio or listening to music going. It wasn't a radio station, but it was actually just song after song. So probably something like, was it Pandora or something?
Something like that,
some online thing. So I'm listening to Fleetwood Mac, and then I heard a little bit of Carrie Underwood. And I'm getting into the music while I'm getting my teeth cleaned. I'm like, it just passed the time away.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same way because I love music so much. And it really does. Think about if you go for a massage or you go to a spa, they always have, like, it's the same as if you go to an aquarium. They always have, like, peaceful music playing in those places, like maybe Enya or something like that.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty weird if it was actually quiet.
Exactly. And you can't have a party without music.
No, not any parties that I go to anyway.
It'd be pretty lame. Pretty lame if there wasn't any music at a party.
Exactly right. It kind of sets a tone. And the thing that's most important about background music is that you may not even notice that it's there, as Mark said, but it would be obvious if it was not there. In other words, it's easy to take it for granted. So let's talk today on the Financial Symphony about background music in the financial world. The things that are easy for us to take for granted but would be conspicuously absent if they weren't there.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Yeah,
I'll give you an example.
All right.
I had a family that came in, and we were doing something called a retirement plan, an income plan. We call it our financial roadmap, mm-hmm. where we're literally plugging in their expenses. We're factoring in inflation so that we know, when we retire, it doesn't mean we're going to, die. It means that we're entering another phase of our life.
Right.
And that could be anywhere from 20, 25, 30 plus years, right?
Yeah, these days you never know.
So if we have expenses every month, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month, and we have to factor in inflation with all that, right?
Right.
So, when you're sitting there saying, where's the cash going to come from? Where is the income going to come from to pay for all of these expenses that we have and all the inflated expenses down the road? Well, Social Security is one stream of income. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, with Social Security, it's a vital part of what most folks' retirement plans include.
Another one for you in the financial world is life insurance. What about that one, Mark?
Well, you probably don't think twice about paying the premiums on your life insurance policy because it's critical, especially the younger you are, especially if you're still raising children, you haven't put your children through college, or if you are the breadwinner and you're leaving a spouse in the poorhouse if you die, basically. So life insurance is a critical part of a financial plan. Now, there's different kinds of life insurance policies out here. You really got to be careful what kind you're buying. You hear a lot of commercials, Ron, about term insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, Jack is 32 years old, and he can buy a 10-year term policy, you know, for $750,000 for $30 a month, mm-hmm. And he has high blood pressure. So it's life insurance. They're trying to entice you to buy life insurance online. You know, the thing about term insurance, like a 10-year term, is that in 10 years, the premiums will go so high that you're forced to drop that policy because it would be cost prohibitive to keep it. And you just got to hope that in 10 years or 15 years or 20 years, whenever it expires, that A, you either don't need life insurance anymore, or B, you're insurable enough to buy a new policy at a more reasonable rate than what the old policy was going to go up to. And that's why you have to really sit down and plan this out. Now, some people have said, well, I don't see ever a situation where I won't need some life insurance. And sometimes it does make sense to have life insurance regardless of whether or not you're supporting children or you're supporting a spouse. Let me give you an example. Later on in life when you retire. Well, life insurance is wealth creation for passing on to your heirs tax-free. It's a way of wealth transfer, the transfer of the wealth tax-free. Your IRAs, your 401ks, they're all taxable to your kids or your family except for your spouse. And a lot of people call that a ticking tax retirement time bomb here, where life insurance is tax-free. To me, that is a vital part of protecting the money to make sure you got all of your bases covered, all your I's dotted, all your T's crossed. And our financial maestros all over the country can share with you how these different, you know, parts of your retirement plan are critical and how you need to consider each and every one of them. Ron, tell them how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ron Stutz, and I am with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. If you'd like to find out more about Dan DiVerna, go to dandiverna.com. That's dandiverna.com. And again, that all-important phone number to call in and make a visit happen. You can come into the office in northwestern Ohio, in Perrysburg specifically, and have a conversation with Dan. The number is 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. Your special financial symphony number, 800-373-9715. Dan, we're to the point in the show we call story time, and I know you've been doing this for a very long time. You've helped so many individuals and so many families all over the area. I thought maybe you could tell us a story about a client who has lived to an advanced age, but they're still in really good shape financially, thanks in part to the help that you were able to give them in designing a plan.
Well, when I think of this, I mean, there's so many stories that come to the forefront of my mind. I mean, we've helped so many people, so many, and so many of them have not just become good clients, but they're really good friends. And so I think of some of those, and one of my clients who is, unfortunately, her husband passed away, I guess it would probably be almost 10 years ago now, and I remember us sitting around their kitchen table and talking about some of the what-ifs. And we put some things in place that we knew that no matter what happened on the planet, neither of them would be able to outlive this income stream. And this was a situation where we deliberated and it came down to a couple different paths that we could choose. And he was always thinking of his wife first. He put her first and said, you know, I think if we did it this way, then she's going to be in a better position than if something would happen to me. She's going to be just fine. And what do you think, Dan? And I said, you know, if that's the first priority, then this is the right plan. This is the right path. And so soon after that meeting, it was within a month that I found out that he had passed away. He had a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was crazy because it seemed like just yesterday I was sitting there with him. And because of the decisions he made and putting his wife first and the fact that I was able to be involved in that decision-making process, I mean, it's a really proud moment for me to have contributed in that way. And this is a client that I still have. And, you know, as many people have, many times we're losing spouses and living another 15 or 20 years. And we are at least 10 years into this since he passed away. And she's doing so well. And I still talk to her, you know, a couple times a year. We're still getting together. And obviously his name always comes up and we always talk about some of the decisions that were made at that kitchen table that day and how important they were and how life-changing they were. And on some level, not so life-changing in the sense that her lifestyle never had to change. She stayed in the same house. She has a very close to the same income stream that she had at the time, maybe a little bit more actually now. And those are big decisions. And they're permanent decisions in some case. And I'm really, really glad to be able to kind of lay out those options to somebody. And this was before, I mean, this was well before we had created the money map process that we now walk people through. So our process is far more thorough than it was 10 or so years ago. But I still am very thankful that that day we sat down and made some of the what we thought were tough decisions, but we made the right ones in hindsight.
Well, what a wonderful guy that guy was to think of his wife in that way and to think ahead like that. And, of course, nobody knows, you know, when you're going to pass away. But, wow, just thoughtful planning. And glad you got a chance to be a part of that. I know that there are all kinds of stories that you could tell us if we had time because you've helped so many people. But let me just put the phone number out there again to reach Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna, your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners, serving all of Northwestern Ohio. If you live in Toledo or wherever you are, go ahead and call that number, 800-373-9715. That's our story time segment today. There's more on today's Financial Symphony after this.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Flowers grow faster when listening to music, according to the National Institute of Agricultural Biotechnology. In the same way, your portfolio grows faster when listening to the Financial Symphony, probably.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners is your host on this show every week. I get a chance to tag along once in a while, and Dan, always good to be with you. And on this particular segment of the show, we're going to talk about stress and retirement. There's a lot of stress involved in everybody's life, and of course, here on the Financial Symphony, we try to incorporate some musical aspects into the show and, you know, achieve peace of mind during your retirement years. You may end up living as long after retirement as you did while you were working. So we're talking about a long period of time here, and Dan DiVerna can help you make sure that you're prepared not to outlive your money. 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar. Come in to talk to Dan DiVerna, your Creative Financial Partner, 800-373-9715. Well, stress and retirement. Boy, that's a big topic of conversation. Psychologists have determined that retirement is the 10th most stressful event that you can experience in life. Now, the events on the list that are considered more stressful include things like the death of a spouse, a divorce, And going to jail would be on there, too. So I thought maybe, Dan, since we're not going to jail today, at least I hope not, let's look at the ways to proactively deal with stress in retirement. I guess one thing that folks need to do is to understand the significant lifestyle changes. It's not going to be the same anymore after you retire, right?
That's right. When I hear that, it kind of rattles my cage a little bit to think that this is one of the most stressful things. And then I'm just finishing writing a book right now, and we're searching for the title, and we're trying to figure out exactly what that's going to be to kind of grab the audience and get the right people listening to it. But it's a story that really talks about the so many of the union people that we work with, which Toledo has heavy union group here, and with the idea of all of the things that they need to consider. And so when we were putting together this book, all we're doing is I'm pulling from all of my experience of having all these conversations, hundreds and thousands of conversations. And when I was putting together the book, I started to realize on some level how much I knew. And I thought, wow, how in the world does anybody do this without somebody like me? And I think about all the moving parts, whether it's Social Security and when you take that and how you take it, or it's the pension, or it's, hey, I have all this money, and how does that money convert to an income stream? What happens if something happens to my spouse or me? And what if I'm married or had a previous marriage? And I mean, just so many moving parts. But to understand all those things and to have them all line up. And so when we built our money map process to just really give everybody the visual of being able to look at it and touch the plan and have a plan. And then the second thing of the implementation process, because without a plan being implemented, it doesn't even matter that you have a plan. So we love to walk through that process. And I can tell you the light bulb always goes on. And sometimes it's before this person's even a client. And sometimes it's at the end and they're so thankful. And they oftentimes will say, geez, I wish I would have done this a long time ago had I known it was this easy. But you know that it's a very intimidating situation. I mean, for people that don't understand this and do this every day, it's a scary, scary thing. And so I really do understand why this is considered to be one of the more stressful parts of somebody's life potentially.
So many things to think about, no question about that. Another thing that would help, I think, with anybody going into retirement and going into the next phase of your life is to embrace the opportunity to face new challenges. It's like, you know, when one door closes, there's another door that opens, and this is sort of like that, right?
Oh, it's so like this. I had the privilege of going down and visiting a bunch of my clients that, you know, grew up and were raised and born, if you will, in Northwest Ohio. But in the summer, Ohio's great. We all love Ohio in the summer. In the winter, you know, it gets a little overcast, a little cold, get a little snow. So many of my clients have now, they've retired and they're going down at least for the winter. And so I had the experience, all that happened all in a course of just a few days. I was down there seeing several of my clients, and I was in the Sarasota area, Tampa area, and down into the Siesta Keys and down into Fort Myers, which are all lovely places. And I got to see this wide range of these different retirees. And so I have some really probably the closest of these groups that are down in like a massive trailer park type of a setup. And they have probably 2,500 different sites there. And they've got everything from like a bowling alley to foosball to hula dancing lessons and poker tournaments and all these things going on. And they're partying like rock stars down there, and they're singing karaoke, and I had a great time with them. And then the next day, I wake up and I go visit these folks in Siesta Key area in this quiet little place that they bought off the beaten path. And it's just the husband and wife, and they just could not be any happier. And they thanked me profusely because, you know, Tom was a guy, his wife never thought they'd be able to get him to retire because his job is who he was.
Yeah.
And I said, Tom, why don't you try taking how much vacation do you have? And he had been working at this place for 40 plus years. Mm. And he said, I think I have 8 weeks. And I said, Tom, why don't you spend 2 weeks instead of one? And then why don't you try three? Oh, I could never do that. I said, Tom, just do it. And fast forward, here we are. And they give me more credit than I do but to that process of them getting to the point where Tom could walk away. And these guys are so happy, and these are all within a, you know, maybe 30 miles of each other, but everybody's so happy, living completely different lives than they ever lived in Ohio, and completely different lives than they are even within a few feet of each other almost sometimes. But it's neat because people no longer have the responsibility of the sales calls or the responsibility of going in and working at the factory or whatever their job was that they may have even liked, but they get to have a whole new identity, and it's a lot of fun to be part of.
Again, if you would like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna, he is your creative financial partner, 800-373-9715. You can tell by the stories that Dan has, he has helped a lot of people over a lot of years and would certainly love to help you with your retirement planning, 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar and come into Perrysburg and have a visit with Dan DiVerna. Also, we're talking about things that cause stress in your retirement. And we've talked about some very important things. Understanding the significant lifestyle changes that come with retirement is certainly important. Embracing the opportunity to face new challenges, certainly important. But I have just a couple of others here, well, three others actually on the list, Dan. First of all, folks should keep their options open and be flexible and be open-minded about what's going to happen now.
Yeah, I've had so many people retire because their friends say they should, and like, not everybody is meant for the same kind of retirement. I mean, I think of myself, and I wake up at 4:57 in the morning, and I get the question, why in the world would you wake up that early? I don't know. Like, first of all, going to work is not work to me. Like, I like what I do. It's not hard work to me. My dad was a welder. I grew up around hard work, and I did not have an aptitude for that. So for me to imagine on any level, for me to retire and, like, sit around, I can't even fathom it. And let me tell you, if you want to see somebody that would be on somebody else's nerves, imagine me around the house all day, every day around my wife. She's like, get away from me. Like I would drive her crazy because I'm extremely high intensity and I'm moving all the time. And for someone who has been doing that their entire life or career to just shut it down and decide one day they're just going to not leave the house and they're going to sit around and do almost nothing. It's just not the way it's supposed to be. And so some of us have this vision of moving down to Florida, and then you realize, hey, in Florida, it's really hot down there. And the traffic is way worse than it is in Toledo.
Really?
And oh, there's all these old people down there. They don't know how to drive. And there's all kinds of different things. But just know that a lot of this is just kind of figuring it out and doing the things you like doing and eliminating the things you really don't like doing so much. So if you really hated your job, it'd be perfect for you to retire. For other people, instead of doing something that they have to do, maybe they're doing something they like to do or something they want to do. Or maybe they're getting more into hobbies or helping other people. There's all kinds of options out there. But just know that you don't necessarily have to make every decision right out the gate and have that be the hard and fast decision forever.
Dan, what you just said illustrates what I've always believed. And that is, you know, to find something you actually love doing and you never have to work a day in your life. And that sounds like
that's
you.
Right. That is. That's it.
Another thing to point out here is that folks need to keep their sense of perspective about this whole retirement deal and also find a good financial advisor like you. They can work closely with and guide them through that whole retirement process.
Yeah, I think about my grandpa. I know I talk about him all the time, and one of these days I think I'm going to have him on the show.
I think that's a great idea.
He's 93 years old, and we had breakfast, you know, just a couple days ago, and he drove there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's doing great, and unfortunately we lost my grandmother a few years ago. But because he was taking care of her, had she not passed away, he probably wouldn't be with us because, you know, he was going to take care of her, and that's just the way it was. There wasn't really any negotiation, no discussions, no talks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you that this idea of retirement and the guys like my grandpa who have been retired now longer than he worked for, at the time, Ohio, but now BP.
Wow.
Like those guys, there's going to be more and more of them. We're just living much longer. So you have to keep that perspective that the idea of just, you know, retiring and being done and not working anymore, you know, we're very fortunate to be able to experience this stage of life and much more of it. So you definitely want to be doing things you enjoy.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, when folks say, I said a moment ago that you need to work closely with a good financial advisor. If you'd like to make that happen, all you got to do is reach out. But you have to take that first step. Dan can't call you. You need to call him, get on a calendar, and come in for a visit. And what happens when a new person, a listener to the show today, for example, decides to make that phone call and come in and see you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Ron, there's two or three different ways that we're being introduced to more and more people all the time. And there's so many of your friends or relatives that probably already work with us. And there's no way to know exactly unless you ask them. But also, just, you know, to check us out and go to that website, dandeverna.com. We built that to be a friendly thing so that you could have a little bit more exposure to me. And then we're doing the radio show for exactly the same reason, that you can have a little bit of exposure. But as Ron mentioned, like, none of this happens without you picking up the phone. So I don't know exactly who's listening. We know about who you are. We know kind of the demographics, and we know kind of who we want to be speaking to, and we know who are our perfect clients. But until we meet and we get to know each other a little bit, we're not going to know for sure. And the only way for us to know that is for you to pick up the phone. And I reference all the time my martial arts. And I remember the very first time that I walked into the dojo, and I was absolutely terrified. And the very first time I walked in there, I was terrified until I got in, and then everything was okay, and I realized I was at home. And that was 10 years ago now, and I've been practicing ever since. And that's how most people compare their experience with me. And that is, geez, Dan, if I knew it was this easy, I would have done this years ago. So don't put that off. Pick up the phone now. Give us a call. We'll call you right back, and we'll have a conversation that's meaningful and that will give you some guidance on if I'm the guy that you should be leaning on, whether it's for a second opinion or, hey, I've always wanted to have somebody look at all my financial junk drawer. You know, I don't have these things organized as well as I should, and I definitely don't have a plan, and I'd really feel better about having that.
800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Dan DeVerna. He's your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, if you live in Toledo, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, come into Perrysburg and have a conversation. And a way to make that happen is call 800-373-9715. Dan DeVerna and I will be back in just a moment with more on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
Wherever you go, there I am, following, lurking, slinking along, continuously nibbling away at your hard work. I'm the Hidden Fees! Don't be afraid of hidden fees in your portfolio. Come in to meet with your financial maestro for a review of all the fees in your current plan. Let us see if we can eliminate those pesky hidden fees!
In northwestern Ohio, call Dan DeVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DeVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And Dan, we want all our listeners to get to know you as well as they possibly can. And of course, they're going to do that when they come in and meet with you. But if you could trade places with somebody for a day, this is anybody in the world that you might choose. If you could trade places with that person, who would it be?
There's so many, like, I have three guys that jump to the top of the list.
Wow.
And the first is Jerry Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys. I'm a lifetime Cowboys fan. And I think that's, you know, even though I think he's a bit of a knucklehead at times, I think that's a pretty cool idea to jump in his shoes. The second is Brian Kelly, who's Notre Dame's football coach. And I'm just a huge football fan, as you can tell by those answers already.
Yeah, really?
But the one that ends up winning, the trump card, if you will, would be the Donald, our president.
Really?
And to be able to step into those shoes. And when I heard last week that he said, boy, this job's even more than I thought, I was like, wow, what the heck did this guy think he was getting into? Because obviously it's a very important, very powerful job. But I would love to see, you know, I have, you know, several people that I work with and several people that I work for and several people that I report to and several that report to me. And I have what I feel like is quite a few things going on, but to think of all the things that, that somebody like that has going on, I kind of liken it to Audible. If anybody has not ever heard of Audible, which is a book that you can listen to, and if you have an iPod or an iPhone or even if you have the Samsungs or whatever, you can get this and you can listen to books. And I've listened to hundreds of books via Audible. And one of the neat things I learned to do is your body can actually adjust to the pace. Mm-hmm. And so by adjusting to the pace, I move the clip up to about 2 times the speed for my Audible when I listen to books. And then if I really, really want to catch everything, I slow it down to a 1.5 times. And it's almost like somebody's walking really slow in front of me, and I can listen to every word and grab every bit of it. And I think if you got thrown into that job that has so many different directions, even for a day, you go back to your regular life and you take a big deep breath and go, whew, this isn't so bad.
Well,
you know?
I'll tell you what.
That's my idea with that.
Being president of the United States has got to be a really tough job. I can't imagine what he would have been thinking that it was going to be easy, because there's so much there to think about. You got the weight of the world on your shoulders. But, Dan, thank you very much. Folks know you better now, I'm sure. And we'll have more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony after this.
It's time for another musical connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
I was thinking about this. No matter how good a band is, most of them eventually break up. You know, I mean, I was in bands in high school. We always break it up, and somebody would take an amp that they had, and, you know, it's really hard to keep them together, you know.
Or if he had a set of drums, he was a keeper.
Exactly. Well, sometimes it's a bad move for the individuals in the group, and I'm talking about adults now. In fact, there's several artists that come to mind that you could argue made a good move by leaving their original band. I know you're a fan of Justin Timberlake.
Oh, he's a phenomenal musician, phenomenal entertainer. I mean, he is today's version of what Michael Jackson was. Tremendous. I've actually seen him in concert. Not many artists, you know, cause my jaw to drop, but he's one of them. But, you know, he came from NSYNC originally, you know.
Yeah.
One of the original boy bands.
Yeah. How about Neil Young?
Oh, yeah. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Neil Young was kind of like on his own, but, you know, he's been on his own for a long time. And he's just a heck of a songwriter and has his own unique sound.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we're talking about people who were in bands and then they went solo. Well,
you know, Phil Collins with Genesis, another one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of artists like that, you know. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't take away from what their sound was prior.
No.
It's just that they really flourished as a single artist.
How do you tie all that into the financial world, Mark Lloyd?
Absolutely. Same thing in the financial world. You know, some of you, sometimes we have to make this decision to break up with your current broker or advisor. You know, we have many, many people that come in for visits, you know, right here from the financial, listening to the Financial Symphony. And one of the questions we ask is, you know, tell me about, you know, what's your relationship with your current advisor? What's going on? Why are you here? And you hear all kinds of stories where, you know, it's just not working out, or they feel like they're not getting the value for what they're paying, or they feel like, you know, could it be done differently? Or they've come into a different situation in their life, you know? So, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, we tell them, say, look, we'll be more than happy to kind of do a side-by-side comparison. We'll give you analysis of what your advisor's doing, how they have you invested, you know, how much risk are you taking, you know, what is the return you're getting for the risk you're taking? That's risk versus reward. You know, are you set up in a way where you don't have to worry about outliving your money for the rest of your life? Have they factored all this into your plan, or is it just a big pile of investments? When people come in, that's what they're concerned about. And our financial maestros all over the country see people like this every day. And this is what we normally find, Ron. Mm-hmm. When we do the analysis, you know, the majority of the time, the risk is higher than what the comfort level is of the investor. So when someone comes in, you know, Jack and Mary come into the office, and, you know, they, you know, and we have a real nice chat of how much risk are you willing to take? You know, where is your comfort level? How much, you know, could the market go down before the heartburn kicks in and you're just dissatisfied and, you know, and worried? And that answer usually is an answer in their head, you know, 5, 10, 15%. Maybe sometime somebody who's younger may say, well, I could take up to 20, but I wouldn't want it to stay there. I want to, you know, see it grow back immediately and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, 15 or 20 with a bunch of stipulations on it. And then when we sit here and look at the analysis, some of them have 30, 35, 40% possible downturns. Oh. That's how much that particular portfolio would have lost in 2008. And if something like that catastrophic happens again, you know, they're sitting there with twice the amount of risk or three times the amount of risk that they really were comfortable with to begin with. Yeah. A lot of times we figure out through the analysis, we were able to analyze that there's no income. You know, they literally at retirement would have to start selling off the portfolio and creating a check. Well, the worst thing you can do, Ron, is start selling stocks, selling mutual funds, selling bonds if they're down. And we find out that their current portfolio has low interest. As a matter of fact, one of our listeners who came in this week, I sat there and did this analysis I'm talking about, and the main concern the gentleman had was, I need income. Yeah. And when I sat there and figured out what the broker was doing, the interest and dividends were less than 1% a year. It was 0.88%.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? There's no income from this. He literally would have to start selling stuff off. And the worst thing you want to do, like I said, is sell it when it's down. In other cases, that might be a good advisor, but you know, it's just not a good fit for where they are in their life. You need to preserve what you have. It's about preservation, but we still need to grow it. We need accumulation because we always got to factor in inflation down the road. And when we do retire, this is not about our life ending. We don't turn into misers. We don't necessarily die. It's another phase of our life. So the plan needs to change. It's another phase of our plan that needs to happen. If you could sit here right now and know there is a plan in place that you can follow, and if you're working with one of the financial maestros, that could be updated every year to make sure just that. You don't have to worry about running out of money. Take the time and call and find out how that can be fixed up for you. Ron, tell them how to make that happen.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ryan Stutz, and I have the pleasure of being on this show today with Dan DiVerna, your creative financial partner. And Dan's number is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar and come into Perrysburg and meet with Dan in his office, 800-373-9715. We'll help you get there. If you'd like to find out more about Dan, you can go to dandiverna.com. That's Dan DiVerna, DeVerna.com. Dan, let's go to the mailbag. We have some great questions that have come in this week. First of all, Craig in White House says, my wife is significantly younger than I am, and I'm guessing she's going to outlive me by at least 10 years. Do I need life insurance on myself to be sure that she's okay after I'm gone?
Craig, this is a question that is going to be specifically, you know, geared towards each individual person. So we have a team here. So one of the things I talk about a little bit or sometimes a lot is all the people. When we started Creative Financial Partners, it was 12 years ago, and there was just four of us. And now we have 30 advisors, and we have an attorney that works out of the office, and we have an accountant, and we have a couple people that actually specialize in life insurance. And we are looking and doing more life insurance than we ever have. And it's oftentimes situations like this, Craig, and we look at if someone has life insurance, whether they have it through their employer or maybe they have a policy that they remember buying and they're paying on monthly, but they don't even understand it. But we are piecing things like this together and making it part of that money map process that we're building out so it covers all the what ifs. So that guys like Craig can know if something ever happens to him that his wife's going to be in shape where she's going to have some options. Where she doesn't necessarily have to sell the house, she doesn't have to move, she doesn't have to change lifestyles. So we want to give everybody all the options that they have, that they possibly can have. And in some cases, and when I talk about life insurance, I reference something Tim Croak taught me a long time ago, and that was there's only two reasons you buy life insurance. One is you owe somebody, and the second is you love somebody. And usually the second one is the reason that we're having the conversations with people that are inside that retirement red zone, and we're having those conversations, and people are understanding something that this is the first time they've understood the life insurance, why they have it, and how it works. And then the second thing that you should know, Craig, when we talk life insurance, is that life insurance has never been less expensive than it is now. With more and more people, like my grandpa, living to be 93 years old, the cost of insurance is the lowest it's ever been. And then also with the way that the inner workings on the life insurance works, they are more efficient. So it's kind of like lining up the 65 Mustang, the 85 Mustang, the 2017. The 2017 may not be the coolest of those three rides, but it gets 30-some miles a gallon. They're just so much more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. Another question here from Jan in Genoa. Jan says, I have an old rental property that I'd really like to sell, but I'm worried, Dan, about the taxes that I'm going to incur. Do you think I should just suck it up and sell it anyway?
Jan, I'm a huge fan of informed decisions. So this is the type of situation where I would want to sit down, and we might even get an accountant involved if you have one or we have one here, and look at what those consequences are with taxes and see what the true agenda, like why we're selling the property, what we plan to do with the money, and lay out all those things. So I don't want to tell you just off the cuff, hey, this is what you should do. What I prefer is you call in and you schedule a time and we look at all the details and then we make an informed decision.
Okay, we have one more question today from the mailbag. Josh lives in Toledo, and Josh says, Dan, I consider myself a conservative investor, but sometimes I think I shouldn't be conservative. Should I loosen it up a little bit and take more risk?
Josh, I have some clients that are in their 80s, and I'm going to reference Roy. He's one of my all-time favorites, and he understands the stock market probably as well as any client I've ever had. And Roy is really eager to take risk, even though he's in his 80s, because he understands it. And then I've got clients that are in their 20s and 30s, and if they ever open a statement with a negative balance, they're going to be ticked off about it. And so we need to understand all of our psychology. And I'll tell you, when you say you're a conservative investor, I don't exactly know what that means, because a conservative investor might mean that you're burying the money in your backyard. And yes, you should probably do better than that. And other conservative investors have all their money in a passbook savings or a CD, and we know that banks just are not paying you very much. And then other conservative investors are in their 401k and they're allocated a certain way. So I'd like to get into the meat of that question, but I'll tell you, we need to establish where we're starting. So I think the long term for a young person, the long term to understand what the stock market is capable of and what it can do, it has tremendous potential, but the emotions that get carried away with all of us, and this is the one line of work where nobody wants to buy the stuff on sale. For whatever reason, all other industries and galaxies, everybody runs to the clearance rack, and in our line of work, people want to buy the most expensive stuff. And it's always interesting, and it's just human nature. But if you're in a situation where you have a question like any of these, and Josh, great question, what I would encourage you to do is take a minute, step outside your comfort zone just for a minute and make that call and give us a call, and you can be sitting right across from me. We'll have a very casual conversation about whatever you want to talk about, and we'll get to know each other a little bit. And by the end of that conversation, and it doesn't take long, you will have a feeling of either, yes, this is the guy that I've been looking for all my life. That's a little dramatic, but somebody that can take you down that path. And one of the reasons people love me is the situation of being just a down-to-earth guy. I'm 45 years old. I've got a son that's 9 years old. I'm going to be doing this for quite a while. And so many people who are in my line of work are the same age as my retiring clients. And they go, geez, I wonder who's going to be next, who's going to be managing my money while Bob's down in Florida, you know, spending time in Fort Myers with all my other retired clients. So these are the types of things that just by sitting down, making that call, for us to spend a little bit of time together, we can learn a lot about each other and we can make some progress on this.
If you'd like to make that happen, you can call 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners. Check out the website if you like, dandiverna.com. That's dandiverna.com. Dan's on the Financial Symphony every week here, your financial consultant. And again, the number to call to make that happen, and you're under no obligation at all when you do this. You're not hiring him to be your advisor, anything like that, but I think he will certainly profit benefit from knowing a lot more than you did when you walked in. And he's a nice, pleasant guy, I promise, down-to-earth guy. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. To make that happen, come into Perrysburg and get acquainted. Dan, it's been a pleasure being on the show today. I know you've answered a lot of questions for folks out there. It's kind of a generic nature. They can get more specifics when they come in and meet with you, but it's been fun. Hope you have a great week.
You too, Ron. Have a good one. It's always fun.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.